biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Now joining us from CBS Sports is the former quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. You can catch him in football season calling games with Jim Nantz, fresh off the AFC title game. That is Tony Romo on behalf of Michelob Ultra. Tony, how you been?
I've been good, Zach. How you been?
Well, I've been fantastic, and I appreciate you coming on. So, very busy day in the football world. We find out Sean Payton is going to be the next head football coach of the Broncos. Your first reaction, Tony?
I wouldn't say I was shocked, but it was definitely not what I expected to hear today. But I think that's a home run hire for Denver. I really feel like he was the top candidate out there. I mean, just through all the years of, you know, his success, basically, that's number one. But I also was with him. He coached me when I first got in the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys. He was on the offensive staff there with Bill Parcells, and he's going to be demanding. He's going to have accountability. He's going to do great with scheme. And I just feel like they're really going to make this conference, but really this division, a monster. We all talked about it going into this year. But you saw when you have to go against the Chiefs and you have to go – I mean, this is probably as well coached and as well from a skill position talented – division I've seen in a while, and it just improved, and everyone expected Denver to be good this year, and that didn't play out. But you're also going against the Chiefs, who are in the AFC championship game every year, basically, seems like the last five. And then you have a, you know, another generational quarterback, I believe, in Herbert. And then the Raiders went and hired what I thought was one of the best coaches I've been around in any of the meetings, and Josh McDaniels. And now you're throwing Sean Payton in here, you know, with a great defense last year. It's like, oh my goodness, this is going to be a battle. And you're going to have a great team in that division go 8-9.
With all that being said, you just wonder, even with Sean's brilliant coaching career, how fixable is Russ? How confident are you that Russ still has some good football left in him?
I'm very confident. I mean, the biggest thing is this, you know, Sean's gifts, one of them, and all great coaches, I feel like, do this. It's your ability to adapt and to understand the player and put him in the best position possible. I think Sean's done that well for a long time. You got to remember, New Orleans wasn't New Orleans, and we got to give Brees a ton of credit, right? Well, somebody evaluated Drew Brees and brought him in. I think Sean Payton was right at the top of that list because they came in, I believe, in 06 together. First year, they go to the NFC Championship, if memory serves me correct.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you look at it, and nobody would have predicted that. I mean, that's not with the Saints. They were a nice, solid team a little bit here and there. But he's going to come in and make the game simple. He's going to make it easier for Russ in the way he thinks. He's also going to come in and fit this offense to him. And so now Russ is going to have to, you know, do things correctly and blah, 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 because Sean's going to hold everyone accountable. He's going to walk in there day one. He's like, everyone's starting over from scratch. We're evaluating everyone from coaches, you know, to players, everybody from trainers, equipment room guys. And he's going to go in there and find out who's willing to put the time in, who's willing to commit, and who's going to actually run this stuff. But he's not going to try and take his offense from New Orleans and go bring that there. He's going to take parts of it. He's going to see what Russ does well. And then he's going to go ahead and morph with some other things from Seattle, plus what he did last year, and look at the trends in the league this year. And I think you'll find that he'll turn that around pretty quickly.
Tony Romo here with us. You also had DeMeco Ryans landing in Houston with the Texans, the former Texans linebacker. And this is the first time in 3 years, Tony, you look at a hire the Texans make and you go, okay, I could see the coach lasting more than a year or a few years in Houston.
Yeah, you're a little harsher than I am, I feel like. Lovie Smith was a great coach. Okay. He was there last year, correct? And so Lovie's there in Houston. That doesn't mean he can't coach her. It's just certain guys have certain abilities, and we're always looking at – I mean, everyone wants the young scheme Sean McVay. That's the number one thing. But there's also guys who have an encyclopedia of a long time, like a Sean Payton. And then you're like, well, what do we want? We want – these are two very different ones. First-year guy and then the history of Sean. You go get DeMeco, you're taking what he did on tape from San Francisco, and you're saying, we're going to get that. Now – we'll see what talent level, but I believe certain systems and certain guys have a system that can carry, regardless of personnel. You may not be quite as dominant, but I think what I saw with DeMeco Ryans was a system that is very hard to deal with. They're going to get in a wide nine, and they're going to box everything in, and they're going to let these guys tee off on their front four, and they're going to have vision on the quarterback. And then he also changes it up more than other guys I've seen in the past with this system. And I think that's his secret. And, you know, being a head coach is more to it than just that. But I always feel like that the number one thing is I'm getting a guy who's giving us an advantage before he shows up. Then from there, it's culture. You know, how do you get these guys to play hard every week? How do you get these guys to commit? How do you get them to practice every week? How do you get them to be tough? How do you get them to, you know, believe in themselves and a million other things, get stronger? What's the technique, you know, you have for, you know, many things. And then how do you have synergy with the front office to draft guys for my system? How do you communicate with them? So I think DeMeco handles all that stuff. I think it's a great hire, like you said.
Two more with Tony Romo is here with us on behalf of Michelob Ultra. I got to ask you about the Cowboys. They made seven changes in the coaching staff. Previous coaches not coming back. One being Kellen Moore has already landed with the Chargers. When you make seven staff changes, some people wonder, well, should the head coach have been changed? What are your thoughts on that with McCarthy?
No, you're not changing the head coach. I mean, look at what he did the last 2 years. I know everyone always feels like, you know, NFC championship or bust, right? And I mean, the fact their staff changes means there's a part of that there in the fact that, you know, you're changing after. I thought Dallas was the only other team when we had championship weekend in the Final Four. I thought Dallas, you know, and Buffalo. So there's six teams I thought could win a championship this year. And, it was Buffalo and Dallas were the two that weren't playing. And that's a testament to the coaching staff. When you lose a big game, you know, that is huge. And it just, everyone's feelings and emotions are there. And especially when it happens multiple years in a row, because then you got to question everything. And then you got to look at it closely. However, let's not forget, I mean, the Cowboys have been very successful the last 2 years in the regular season under McCarthy. And on top of it, their offense has been very good. So, you know, I know Mike's background is in, you know, offensive football, and he's always called plays for the most part of his career, except for a little spot in Green Bay and then Dallas. But I do believe it's almost like to only evaluate them on that game always seems silly to me. You just have to keep getting there over and over. And it's just been so long for Dallas that it doesn't feel that way. But you can't fire a guy who's had the success he's had. The biggest thing is, you got to figure out how to win those games. And the problem is they're hard when you have to go into San Francisco. I don't think anybody goes into San Francisco and wins. I think you needed to play San Francisco on the road. And Brock Purdy went down, so things like that happen, and that makes things easier as well. But I thought all four teams could win a championship this year. San Francisco wasn't losing at home. Philly's probably the favorite, has been for about 10 weeks for me, because their scheme is brand new. They're ahead of it. Dallas needed to get San Francisco at home, playing there, and they still had a chance.
Do you trust, though, that Dak, even with that being said, if they were home, because 2 years ago you were calling the game, they lost at home to San Francisco, that he is the quarterback that could get the job done?
Well, he's shown that he can play at a high level consistently over and over again. I mean, but we're all evaluated on how the season ends. There's only one winner. Like, everyone feels great right now, Philadelphia and – Kansas City, but next week and a half from now, someone's not going to feel like they had the most successful season. It's like if Kansas City loses in the Super Bowl, it's going to feel like they didn't quite get the job done. Where Philly, they might be like, that was a great year, but they feel like they should have won it. Like everyone's going to be, Cincinnati feels like they didn't finish their season. They expected to be. So there's only one winner. Everyone's going to feel like that from an organization. Just with the Cowboys, there's like steps, right? It's just they haven't quite got to the championship game. Like if they got to the championship game, it'd almost be like they got to the Super Bowl or they almost won it because everyone from a fan base, you know, wants to see that next step. And, you know, that there's nothing wrong with that. That's why we evaluate coaches and players and go from there. But yeah.
All right. Tell me what you're doing with Michelob Ultra.
Oh, that's right. That's why we're here today. Yeah. No, Michelob Ultra came a couple months ago and we're talking about doing a spot, a couple commercials. And, you know, I was like, well, and then I read it. I was like, yes, I like Michelob Ultra in general. So I'm like, I like Michelob Ultra. They got like
a dozen.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, it's always like joyful. It's like everything's fun. They're always having some perfect time. And you're like, oh, I like that. You know, I can actually have that much fun too if I just be with them. But now I think the biggest thing was the commercials about Caddyshack.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they got these commercials with, I get to play the Bill Murray role. And I just thought it was going to be really fun. It was almost like I was an actor. But, ooh, this is a role I've always wanted, which I'd never think about. But, you know, they are a company that you really, the more I get to know them and everything, you want to be around. I mean, they centered these spots on golf, and I got to act silly like Bill Murray and Caddyshack, which is a movie I loved. And I just feel, you know, fortunate because they turned out really good. They did such a good job. I mean, they're silly, but they're awesome. And I think you'll see it kind of play out. It's almost like a story in some ways, but you also got to look at them. And you know, when I dug deeper, it was like, you know, these people have spent a lot of money and resources on female athletes and trying to, you know, push, you know, the visibility of that. And you'll see that in these spots. I mean, they've got the same number of, you know, female athletes as male. And I just thought it was great because they've spent a lot of money on trying to do this and help, you know, push that along. So I just think these are great people and you want to be a part of it with them.
Well, it's awesome stuff and we're looking forward to seeing it. I feel like you're going Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. I don't know. I just have a hunch.
Well, I told you it's going to be really hard to win because their scheme is rare and it's going to take an offseason to study them for everyone in the league. However, I'm not necessarily going Philadelphia. There's a guy number 15 who has a way of showing up. And when he walks out on that field, it's different. He's going to be there. And when he's there, if he's healthy, he has a way to overcome odds, in my opinion, that are just different.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.